So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina. Puede parecer mentira, pero 7 días han pasado ya desde que nos encontráramos por última vez en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche, el guitarrista de Springsteen nos propone un show, yo diría que de lo más bizarro. No tengo muy claro si habrá algún hilo conductor en el programa, pero nadie dijo que el Underground Garage fuera un show al uso. Ahora bien, de lo que estoy absolutamente convencido es de que no nos faltará la música. Si te parece, le damos la bienvenida a nuestro pequeño Steven con un clásico que ha sido versionado por varios artistas. Nos quedamos con la versión de 1964, interpretada por The Searchers, When You Walk in the Room. Buenas noches, Little. Arranca el Underground Garage de Rock FM.
Some writers have so confused society with government that they leave little or no distinction between them. Actually, they are not only different, but have different origins. Society is produced by our wants, government by our wickedness. Society promotes our happiness positively by uniting our affections, government negatively by restraining our vices. Society encourages common ground, government creates distinctions. Society is a patron, government a punisher. In every state, society is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is a necessary evil, and in its worst state, intolerable. For when we suffer, or are exposed to the same miseries by a government that we might expect in a country without a government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. Government, like clothes, is a badge of lost innocence. The palaces of kings are built on the ruins of paradise. Thomas Paine, Common Sense, 1776.
boy, you're late for English.
English? Who needs that? I'm never going to England. Come on, let's go smoke.
Years ago, there was a bunch of us that did leave. You see, the Anglican Church was putting us down a little, and we were Protestants. And they kept bugging us, and they stopped. Where are you going? What do you got under your cloak there? A Bible, just as I thought. Give us that Bible. You can't, it's mine. Not your Bible. You go into the joint, mop and put away. So we said, well, we had these meetings and said, look, let's get together. They're going beyond the scope of this examination. They will stop us for Bibles, and now they go to drink our whiskey and come to the house the next day. Let's get out of this country, and let's go to America. A country where we can be disgusting and do disgusting shows, and no one can stop us. We'll enjoy that right. We can be this disgusting. We can go in front of a synagogue and sing about pork. And no Jew or Muslim or vegetarian can stop us.
Any river open for the righteous. Any river opens 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 for the righteous. Someday I was walking with my
This is Dino Danelli from The Rascals, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
All the world over sun, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Mountains all out started the show with the Searchers. When you walk in the room, we love Jackie DeShannon. Tony Hash producing. Our Thomas Paine set started with the Sex Pistols. God Save the Queen. Chris Thomas and Bill Price both getting production credit. One of the greatest productions ever. Volunteers was the Jefferson Airplane, title track of their sixth album. Marty Balin and Paul Kantner writing that one. Al Schmidt producing. Anywhere You Want to Go. Santana, baby. Reformed, yes. That's Santana. Very exciting. We're going to tour. There's an album coming, Santana 4, picking up where they left off. It's Carlos, it's Greg, Michael Carabello, Michael Shreve, and Neil Schon, among others, completing this very exciting reunion. Snuck a little I Am a Patriot in there. Reinforced the Thomas Paine connection. Bobby Clearmountain mixed that. 1984. And People Gotta Be Free, one of the Three Rascals' number one hits. Felix and Eddie wrote it, and they produced it with Arif Mardin. We're calling the show Common Sense, because we wish we had some.
Sigues en Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. El show de esta noche será un poco bizarro, y ojo, son palabras del propio Stevie. Comenzaremos recordando a Lou Francis Cristillo. Tal vez no te diga mucho este nombre. A ver, vamos a probar con su nombre artístico, Lou Costello. Bueno, da igual. La cuestión es que Costello fue uno de los grandes comediantes estadounidenses de los años 30 y 40. Comenzó su carrera trabajando en Hollywood a principios de los 30, donde llegó a participar en más de 60 películas, la mayoría de ellas en la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer como especialista. Fue despedido de la Metro y, siguiendo el refrán de «No hay mal que por bien no venga», Costello aprovechó para cambiar el rumbo de su trayectoria profesional. Fue entonces cuando conoció a Bud Abbott y juntos formaron una de las grandes parejas cómicas de la televisión norteamericana. Muchos de los gags que utilizó la pareja sirvieron más tarde como estándar para los cómicos que estaban por venir. De hecho, su popularidad dio lugar a que se crearan otros dúos como el de Jerry Lewis y Dean Martin. Tanto inspiraron que incluso tuvieron su propio show de dibujos animados, The Abbott and Costello Cartoon Show, creado por Hanna-Barbera, sí, los de Los Picapiedras, Scooby-Doo, El Oso Yogi, entre otros artistas. Lou Costello falleció un 3 de marzo de 1959 a causa de un infarto agudo de miocardio. Tenía 52 años y se encontraba en un momento muy dulce de su carrera. Había terminado junto a Bud Abbott y comenzaba su andadura en el cine, aunque en esta ocasión como actor protagonista. Todo tuyo, Little.
Our Freak of the Week is Lou Costello, born Louis Francis Cristillo in Paterson, New Jersey, which always got a laugh. March 6, 1906. He was, of course, half of one of the greatest comedy teams ever, Abbott and Costello. Abbott being Bud Abbott, born William Alexander Abbott in 1897 in Asbury Park. Costello was a gifted athlete, played basketball and boxed, split to Hollywood in 1927 to be an actor and couldn't find any work. Did a little stunt work here and there. Hitchhiked back and ran out of money in St. Joseph, Missouri, where he changed his name to Costello and worked as a comic in the local burlesque house to earn enough money to get back home. Working in vaudeville in the 30s, he would meet up with Bud Abbott, and they became partners in 1936. Their first success came on the Kate Smith radio show, which led to a Broadway play and a deal with Universal Studios to make movies. They had a supporting role in their first movie, but they stole the show anyway with their Who's on First routine, which would eventually get them into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And their second movie, Buck Privates, made them worldwide superstars. They would do 30 films from 1940 to 1956 and be right there with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in terms of popularity and box office. The two seasons of TV they did in 1952 and 1953 would be what would keep them famous for subsequent generations like mine. That and their 1948 classic film Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. For some odd reason, the standard practice in vaudeville was a 60-40 split, 60 going to the straight man, 40 going to the comedian, which Costello never forgave. The minute they hit, he had the percentage reversed and would solely own the TV show and put Bud Abbott on salary. I know, that's more information than we want to know, right? They are an absolutely essential part of New York culture. I'm always amazed at how much Lou Costello I see in Bobby De Niro's work. But the comedy travels well in addition to being timeless.
Hello, this is Fredrik Sandsten, the drummer from the Soundtrack of Our Lives, and you are with Lil Steven in the Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
said, one thing, darling, I would not do for you. You know I want you, CC. I need you by my side. CC Rider, keep me satisfied.
You tell me the guy's name's on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
You know the guy's name's on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Came in a little late last night. First thing you know, we're in a hell of a fight. You came to whack up beside my head. Should have stayed out with the boys instead. Say, come on, baby, don't treat me this way. Love me no matter what you say, Charlene. Charlene, Charlene, come on, baby, don't call me soon. Oh, Charlene, don't be so mean. Spend too much time on my knees. Ever since we've been, everything I do seems to be wrong. If we try a little harder, we could get along. You won't give an inch, you'll take a mile. Come on, lighten up, baby, just a little while. Charlene, Charlene. Don't cause a scene. Oh, Charlene, don't be so
every man adores. Baby, you know you take the cake. Falling in love, no mistake.
Mrs. Robinson, Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. About you for our file. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Woo, woo, woo. Mrs. Robinson, you say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 Mrs. Robinson, keep them cards and letters coming in, Robin, baby.
Oh, Louis, you're the picture of health.
Gee, but you're beautiful.
Ah, you like beautiful girls, I gather.
I like beautiful girls. Anybody gathers.
Bonjour to you, Monsieur Abba.
Bonjour to you, Miss Brooks.
Ah, vous êtes très gentil, mon cher. Voulez-vous le dîner avec moi ce soir?
No, I couldn't.
Ah, vous pouvez le venir chez la maison et le dîner avec moi par la lumière des chandelles, je vous en prie.
No, I'm terribly sorry, I couldn't.
Hey, Abbott, what's she saying? Maybe I could.
Cover.
started our Lou Costello tribute with Abbott and ended with Costello. Sister Surround from Soundtrack of Our Lives. Out of Gothenburg. Abbott Lundberg. That's the most appropriate that bit has ever been. C.C. Ryder from the Animals' new keyboard player, Dave Roberry, replacing Alan Price, 66. Tom Wilson producing.
Charlene, brand new from Gary Talent. Yes, his first solo album is Break Time, written by Gary and Dave DeRocher and produced by Gary, Tim Coates, and Eddie Angel. Get it from GaryTalent.com. Two R's, two L's.
Mrs. Robinson. That'll bring you back down to earth. Frankie Sinatra, cover and Paul Simon. One of the signs of Armageddon. You knew something was going to get weird. Sinatra starts covering Paul Simon. We love it. Don Costa. Arranging. That's when arrangers arranged. And Elvis Costello, You Belong to Me. Second album, This Year's Model, 1978. Nick Lowe producing. Yeah, we got all kinds of things tonight. No logic, no reason. So we're calling it common sense.
Estás escuchando el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche el guitarrista de Springsteen nos plantea un programa que él mismo ha definido como un gran pupurrí de cosas. Nuestro próximo protagonista es el señor Emil Berliner, quien entre otras empresas fue el fundador de la Deutsche Grammophon, una de las discográficas por excelencia dedicadas a la música clásica. Pero antes de llegar a este punto, nuestro protagonista recorrió un largo camino. Berliner nació en Alemania en 1851 y con 19 años emigró a Estados Unidos alentado por un amigo que hizo lo mismo. Su tiempo lo ocupaba mayoritariamente en la biblioteca del Instituto Cooper, donde leía sobre sus dos grandes pasiones, la electricidad y el sonido. En 1867 asistió a la gran exhibición de inventos y descubrimientos científicos que tuvo lugar en Filadelfia. Allí pudo contemplar el primer teléfono que presentó Alexander Graham Bell y, fascinado por aquello, terminó trabajando para la compañía. Finalmente fundó su propia empresa y allí inventó el gramófono, aparato que permitía grabar y reproducir sonidos. A la mejora de este dispositivo dedicó gran parte de su vida. Aún así tuvo tiempo para trabajar en otros proyectos como, por ejemplo, fundar la Deutsche Grammophon, que te he comentado al principio, o inventar el disco de vinilo que empleaba su gramófono y dedicar parte de su fortuna a reducir la mortalidad infantil. Pero no me enrollo más. Mejor que nos cuente más nuestro maestro de ceremonias favorito. ¡Dale, Little!
So a cat named Emil Berliner, at the age of 14, decides school is like Nowheresville. He figures it's 1865, I'm in Hanover, Germany, and I ain't never gonna make no history hanging around with these stiffs. So he says later to the Wiener Schnitzel and motors to D.C., where things had calmed down for a minute after a little thing they like to call the Civil War. He gets a gig as a janitor in the lab of a nutty dude named Constantine, who would later invent saccharin and be played by Keanu Reeves in the movie. One day he checks out a demonstration of a new device called a telephone by one Alexander Graham, when you get a minute, give me a bell, who stole the idea from a captain in the Giuseppe Garibaldi crew on Staten Island, Antonio Meucci. But that's a story for another day. This telephone thing was getting a lot of attention. There was only one problem. It didn't work. Bell's electromagnet and diaphragm thing received nice, but the transmission side was like, forget it. So Berliner turns his little apartment into a lab and starts fooling around, trying to make this thing into a razor that will download audio and video, you know, something useful. He doesn't quite get there, but he figures a way to transmit speech clearly. Later, it would be called a microphone. This would save Alexander Graham Bell's ass, because without it, the telephone kind of, like, sucked. on his way to inventing a few other things, like the helicopter, Berliner would take a look at Thomas Edison's phonograph, with its needle going in and out of the grooves as it wound around a cylinder. And he thought, well, you know, that's groovy, but it, like, doesn't work. I mean, that cylinder thing is going to take up too much space in the jukebox, baby. So he invents his horizontal disc and makes the needle vibrate side to side in a spiral groove on shellac. And pretty much that's how it worked, up until CDs came along and screwed everything up. Emil Berliner would lose control of his American company to unscrupulous business partners. So after having invented the record, Berliner had the honor of being the first man screwed by a record company.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just had to call.
We've been hanging on the telephone. We've been hanging on the telephone.
I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she go to work or just go to the store?
Hello there, this is Deborah Harriet Blondie, and I'm here with little Steven in his underground garage. Underground parking, the lower level.
I got me a complication, and it's an only child. It's in my reputation, something more than what. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in hibernation till the dark subsides to dawn. My social life's a dud, my name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I'm down to size, to size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has against me. Oh, oh, all right. Here's the situation and how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robin, Dr. Robin, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Dr. Robin, if you're down, he'll pick you up. Dr. Robin, take a drink from his special cup. Dr. Robin, Dr. Robin, he's a man you must believe, helping anyone in need. No one can succeed like Dr. Robin. Well, 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 see yourself with Dr. Robin. Dr. Robin, you're a new, better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Bob Robin, well, 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 you're feeling fine. Well, 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 we'll make
Mr. Roma, would you speak into the microphone, please?
I just want to say this is a wonderful thing, what you're doing, you know? So the public can pick up on what's happening, like, you know? Straighten everybody out and let them know where this whole other scene is, where it's at. You know, so everybody will stop coming on all the time. And then we'll get, you know, world peace.
This?
What?
This car. This stupid car. Where's the Cadillac?
caddy. Where's the caddy?
The what?
The Cadillac we used to have, the Bluesmobile.
We traded it.
You traded the Bluesmobile for this?
No, for a microphone.
A microphone? Okay, I can see that.
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day. Listen, it's like a bolt out of the blue. Ah, listen, it could be calling. Too late.
No,
it's not too late.
We'll be right back.
Where would we be without Emil Berliner? Tell him, Jack.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Hanging on that telephone with Emil was the very sexy Debbie Harry. A lot of folks wish they were hanging on the phone with her. If you haven't seen Blondie recently, do yourself a favor and check them out, because they are still great. Not good, great, like Chapman producing. Talk, Talk. Yes, that is one of the greatest records ever made, in case you were debating that. Music Machine. Sean Bonnywell writing and singing. Ron Edgar with that very cool drum part. Dr. Robert, fabulous stuff from the Beatles.
Little White Lies from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. The Ties That Bind, The River Collection is the album, and it includes a whole new album of very cool outtakes. If you're new to Bruce Springsteen's music, this is an excellent place to start.
I don't know why, we just had a psychedelic moment there at the end of the set. Gave you a psychedelic exacta. Spinal Tap and Vanilla Fudge. I don't know why. Because we can. Psychedelic Sunday is the best of the Vanilla Fudge. Originally on their fourth album, Near the Beginning. We're just winging it tonight. Come on back for our coolest song in the whole world this week.
Estamos disfrutando juntos del Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM, cuando es momento de detenernos en uno de los clásicos del show, la canción más chula de la semana. Cada domingo, Little Steven elige una canción para ocupar tal galardón. A veces ha barrido para casa y nos hemos encontrado con Bruce Springsteen y la E Street Band, lo cual me parece correcto, mientras que en otras ocasiones hemos escuchado a bandas menos conocidas. Esta noche la canción más chula de la semana es para The Green Machines y su canción Girl Like You. ¡Dale, Little!
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Long Beach, California, which means they're probably surfers. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, the Green Machines.
Down the street muttering to yourself is crazy. I'll tell you what crazy is. Crazy is walking down the street with half a cantaloupe on your head saying, I'm a hamster. I'm a hamster. That's crazy.
Cause we're working on a building, no mind. generous, Mr. Spade. You're brave. You're strong. You can spare me some of that courage and strength, surely. Help me, Mr. Spade. I need help so badly. I've no right to ask you. I know I haven't, but I do ask you. Help me.
You won't need much of anybody's help. You're good. It's chiefly your eyes, I think, and that throb you get in your voice when you say things like, be generous, Mr. Spade.
I deserve that. But the lie was in the way I said it. Not at all in what I said. It's my own fault if you can't believe me now.
Now you are dangerous.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V. Looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been trying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church? I beg you, will I be alone? I'm looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house to shoot up in your room, most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been howling on streets all night long. Just a looking for a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I've been looking for a kiss. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been hauling booty all night long. Just a looking for a kiss.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Girl Like You from the Green Machines, out of Long Beach, discovered by the Woggles Professor, Manfred Jones. Song is written by Dominic, Rico, and Brian Superb. Engineered by Jerry Adomo. Brian Superb vocalizing. Rico the Suave on guitar. Coop on bass. Ruben Rude on sax. Monster Matt on the drums. Nemo, second guitar. And Tim the Keys. Kalaxon on organ, obviously. Is it a Farfisa or is it a Vox? That's the only question. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called Garage Rock, right there. Our coolest song in the world this week, Girl Like You from the Green Machines.
The Outsiders follow up to Time Won't Let Me, almost the same song. Lost in My World, Tom King, co-writing, producing, singing. Chet Kelly co-writing and in the band, and Merton Madsen and Benny Benson. Fabulous Marvin and Tammy, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By on the Tamla label, one of Berry Gordy's three, four, five labels he had. Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson, fantastic writers that wrote a lot of the Marvin and Tammy stuff and then had their own career. And the New York Dolls, Looking for a Kiss, their fabulous first album, 73. David Johansen wrote that one. Todd Rundgren produced it. Come on back, we're going to make a trip to the East Village.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche, pero aún nos queda alguna bala en la recámara. En este ratito de radio, Little Steven quiere recordar que un 8 de marzo de 1968 se abrieron las puertas del Teatro Fillmore East en San Francisco, uno de los grandes templos del rock a manos del promotor Bill Graham. En él se celebraban dos y tres conciertos varias noches a la semana. Para que te hagas una idea, allí tocaron artistas como Jimi Hendrix, The Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin o Iron Butterfly. Muchas de estas bandas decidieron grabar sus discos en directo en el Fillmore East, dada su excelente acústica. Algunos ejemplos fueron The Allman Brothers, Joe Cocker, Miles Davis o Derek and the Dominos. 3 años más tarde de su apertura, The Fillmore East cerró sus puertas debido a los cambios que estaba experimentando la música en directo y el circuito de conciertos. Desde entonces ha sufrido varias aperturas y cierres. Actualmente es llevado por Live Nation, dedicado a la música pop. Todo tuyo, maestro.
Fillmore East opened this week, March 8, 1968. Legendary San Francisco promoter Bill Graham already had the Fillmore Auditorium in Frisco since 1965. And with the Fillmore East, he would create a new standard for what a rock venue was. 3,600 plush velvet seats, the Joshua Light Show, a cartoon, and two, and sometimes three bands would be quite a radical difference from what we were used to. The atmosphere and the attitude, beginning with the greeter handing out free apples at the entrance, spoke directly to a new generation. Graham kept the standards high musically, which wasn't difficult to do in the 60s, and would combine different genres, feeling that greatness was the common ground. Traffic would appear with the Staple Singers, Jimi Hendrix with Sly and the Family Stone, Jefferson Airplane with Buddy Guy, Miles Davis with the Grateful Dead, 2 shows a night for somewhere between $3 and $6. It ended June 27, 1971, with Bill Graham predicting greed would drive prices up and artistic standards down, and he was certainly right about that. But those 3 years, and keep in mind, in the 60s, 1 year equaled 5 of ours now, but in those 3 years, he took rock and roll out of the roller rinks and college cafeterias, at least temporarily, and allowed us, this new audience, a comfortable, safe place to really absorb some of the greatest music that will ever be made.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Pick your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do. Yellow, blue, what'll I do? Maybe I'll just sit here thinking. Black, white, stop the fight. Cause one of these colors never bother you, yeah. Here's a little band you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own steps up if you want to. Any old steps that you think will do, yeah. Welcome.
alright. Clap hands, move around, and make sure no one puts you down.
Hi, I'm Dave Mason, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, feeling all right.
The music fluttered down over the crowd like pieces of the rainbow. People stood around enraptured by the sweet sounds. Everybody felt like they had some private reason to love the world once more. It was like that big psychiatrist in the sky was freeing them from their frustrations, unzipping their minds, letting it all hang out.
Electricity plugs all over my house if I ever need them. The kitchen window is open to admit air. The telephone, sad to relate, sits on the floor, I haven't the money to get it connected. I want people to bow as they see me and say, he is gifted with poetry. He has seen the presence of the Creator. And the Creator gave me a shot of his presence to gratify my wish so as not to cheat me of my yearning for him.
Much to bear. Your love is hard and fast. Your love will always last. If it's you I need, I've got to pay the levy. Got to pay, cause your love's too heavy on me. And it's much too bad. If I ever leave you, darling, I hope you see that I really love you. But your love's too heavy on me. And it's much too bad. When I make love to you, do all things you want me to do. Never think of me, always cry, baby, baby of tears, cause your love's too heavy on me. It's much too bad. There was a time I could give all I had to you. Enthusiasm waned, and I can't bear the pain of doing what I don't want to do. Much too bad. Your love is hard and fast. Your love will always last. If it's you I need, I've got to pay a levy. Got to pay, cause your love's too heavy on me. And it's much too
gonna find me some loving tonight.
We started our Fillmore East trip with Traffic. You can all join in. Dave Mason sharing lead vocals with Stevie Winwood. Dave would be in and out, mostly in for the first two records, and then mostly out. Jimmy Miller producing. Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood joining Steve and Dave. One of the greatest bands ever.
Fortune Teller was the Shelters, brand new band out of L.A. That from their debut EP, co-produced by Tom Petty, and it's a very cool record.
The Devil Came from Kansas, baby. Procol Harum from their third amazing album, Salty Dog. Without question, one of the great bands of all time. Much Too Much to Bear from The Who's first album. Still their best. Pete wrote it, Chel Tommy produced it. And the J. Geils Band, Cruising for Love, from their fabulous first album on Atlantic 1970. They've been doing some reunion shows, so look out for them. And that's the name of that tune.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babiuk, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, AndyBabiuk'sFabGear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babiuk's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I gotta get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano. And I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Pues hasta aquí llega el Underground Garage de esta noche en Rock FM, un programa en el que hemos recorrido la historia de varios personajes, como son Lou Costello, uno de los grandes comediantes estadounidenses de los años 30 y 40, hemos recordado al inventor Emil Berliner, o por ejemplo uno de los grandes templos del rock de la historia, como es ese teatro Fillmore East en San Francisco. En fin, espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo a que nos encontremos la semana que viene, el próximo domingo a partir de las 10, en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Hasta entonces, feliz semana. Un abrazo. Little, buenas noches, compañero.